A couple of centuries ago, raising livestock would have been a common sight on the green at Dartmouth College. This Thursday, animals will once again return, not for agriculture this time, but for the arts. The upcoming performance has been getting attention nationwide, not all of it positive. NHPR's Brita Green reports.
The scene is a fenced-in enclosure in a pasture tucked away in the hills. Inside the enclosure, a flock of sheep. A border collie named Joni. A choreographer.
Okay, try it again. Try it again.
And four dancers. Three of the dancers drape sheep pelts over their heads, then wave them in front of their bodies like bullfighters. But instead of red flags, it's pelts of the animal's own skin they're dangling. The choreographer laughs at the antics as she watches on. The sheep, it seems, couldn't care less, until Joni, the border collie, comes running after them. Then they stop munching the grass, look forward, and run, too. This is a rehearsal for Doggy Hamlet. It's a performance piece by choreographer Anne Carlson. She's a major player in the world of dance and performance art. This morning, she and her team are rehearsing one scene in particular.
It's a play within a play, or a dance within a dance. That's why they're going, you know, blah, blah, blah. They're doing that whole thing. They're very broadly performing with big quotes.
Carlson says this is one of the moments in the performance that has the strongest narrative, the most obvious storyline. The dancers are characters, and it seems like they're putting on a show for the sheep. Most of the performance, though, is not like this. It's loosely inspired by a novel called The Story of Edgar Sawtelle, also Hamlet and The Jungle Book. But it doesn't tell any of those stories.
Doggy Hamlet more is about the presence of a story as opposed to telling a story, literally.
This is the kind of art that leaves some people scratching their heads, wondering, what is the point?
I think probably any one who wants to say anything about art they don't understand is going to say it. And that has not been a new
This is Margaret Lawrence with the Hopkins Center for the Arts at Dartmouth. She's the force behind bringing this work to the college. She says it's not unusual, especially in the United States, to get some pushback on more abstract works of art. Doggy Hamlet has not been immune from that. In December, just before the first major rumblings that President Trump would move to eliminate the National Endowment for the Arts, a conservative-leaning website published a critique of the performance. "Taxpayers' Foot Bill for Doggy Hamlet" was the headline, continuing, "Actors in federally funded show yell and run at sheep in field for, quote, postmodern dance." Then, in April, an art critic with the New York Times pushed back. She said the work instead explores important social and environmental issues, and she noted it did not directly receive National Endowment funds, though federal funds have helped support the performance in other ways. Carlson, the choreographer, says leaving viewers a little uncomfortable is part of the point.
Perhaps a more porous kind of context invites a greater capacity, possibility or potential for seeing your own story in it. And then you also see your own story.
She says viewers often respond based on their own life experience, whether that's with animals, land use, or even the experience of watching someone perform.
And that, of course, is how everybody comes to art, whether it's contemporary dance or a painting on the wall. You're bringing as much of your own ideas, your own thoughts, even your own experiences that morning to that moment in time.
That's Margaret Lawrence again with Dartmouth. She invites anyone who's curious to head to the green this afternoon. The world premiere of Doggy Hamlet will be free and open to the public. After that, the production will go on tour to several cities across the country. For NHPR News, I'm Brita Green.